In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I would like to speak to you about charity. Exactly what is it? Most certainly charity, which is love, must go out of itself. A love that is self-centered and solely on the individual is not love at all. That's egotism, selfishness, and so forth. But love, charity, is a virtue. Now, as a virtue, it cannot be mandated and it cannot be dictated. It has to come from the heart of man. We see in our society, especially in this country, the United States of America, we see a movement, a progressive kind of movement, to legislate charity, to legislate our kindness and our generosity. In other words, this government tries to force us to be charitable and kind. But that's not the job of any state. A state that does that literally is seeking to replace God with itself. That's exactly what Stalin did. That's exactly what Hitler did. That's exactly what Marx did. He wanted to replace God and the faith of mankind with the state, with the government, showing that the government is there to provide for your needs, to provide you health care from cradle to grave, to provide, to make sure that no one is ever hurt. Taking over all the things that surround it, taking it away from the people, so that the government could see to it that everything is perfect. This kind of utopia cannot be had. The more power a government grabs, the more dictatorial it becomes. And the more dictatorial it becomes, the more atheist it becomes. And the more atheist it becomes, the greater hell society begins to experience. Now, we in the church know that no government can give us salvation. It's impossible. Governments can't save anybody. In fact, they can't even save themselves. Actually, they can't even save a buck. So why are we looking toward any government to do any kind of salvific act? It's not going to give us a longer life. It's not going to give us a happier life. It has no power to give us anything. Because when you really stop to think of it, a government should be coming from us. In other words, we are the government, and the government should listen to the people. The problem with our government today and our society is the fact that our people are no longer the kind of Christians that we must be. Look at what we've done. Most marriages end in divorce. Look at the people that are in power in our own society, in our own country, a country founded in and under God. There's more atheism, more anger, more hate, more thieving, more of everything evil surrounding us. And why? We put people in office who are like ourselves. And you know what? It really tells us something when we have a Congress that's 11% approval rating, that we have a problem deep inside. What we need to do is stand up as a people of God, live our faith, practice true charity, and recognize that if we are going to put people who will govern us, they must be according to our heart, according to our soul, according to our faith. We are a country of faith. We must live that faith, and we must put those in power who respect that faith. In this day and age, we see an absolute disregard and disrespect for the faith of the people, even so far as to say that we are no longer a Christian country. Well, that's a lie. It's a lie. You and I make up this country. We are a Christian country founded on Christian principles, and no matter how they pervert the history books, it will never be the truth. And so therefore, we as a people must stand up, rise up out of the burning ruins of what is taking place in our country, and we must stand up for our faith, first of all. If we live our faith, if we stand up and be counted as Christians, we are a force that will be reckoned with. We will need to teach the world how to live in a Christian society. We've begun to forget that a true Christian society isn't a society that provides every single thing that we need. It gets out of the way so that we can live our lives in faith and love and kindness and charity and goodness. We do have many things that we have to change, but not a change that disrupts and destroys. The change that we must have is a change within our heart. That was why this whole thing that's going on in our society is such a mistake. Because instead of changing the heart, everything is changed to fit the heart that's there. And the heart is not formed properly. The heart is no longer looking at others with the love of Christ. So much of the gospel has become a social diatribe. It has become this self-centered, egotistical, you know, homily, filling with rage the people of our country. Let's get rid of these people. Let's walk away from churches that enrage us or fill us with hate or anger. Let us become a people of love and compassion. Let us see in our families the very essence of what our country must be. A whole family, a united family, a loving family, a Christian family. It is not too late to save this wonderful country of ours. Look around us. We have so many wonderful youth that are fighting, defending the freedoms that were brought at such a great cost to our people. We have hundreds of years of doing good and loving and kindness and generosity among all the peoples of the earth. But my brothers and sisters, just as God created the world good, we must stand up for our faith. We must stand up and be counted as a Christian people and never let anyone tell us different. For those who tell us different are lying to us. This country was founded on Christian principles and it will continue till God calls us all home under Christian principles. But if we fail to live those principles, if we fail to defend those principles, it is then that we will lose everything. For what we have is founded on Christ and God as our loving and affectionate Father.